You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A Placer County support group for LGBTQ plus youth came under intense controversy following an edited video painting their work as dangerous for children. Pastor Casey Tinnen created the landing spot as a non-religious safe space for LGBTQ plus youth. But this year, a highly edited undercover video painted Pastor Tinnen's work as dangerous. That video is from Project Veritas, a group that calls themselves activists known for undercover stings, but the civil rights nonprofit Southern Poverty Law Center calls Project Veritas a far-right propaganda group. The video's release led to death and bomb threats to both the landing spot and Pastor Tinnen's home, as well as being disbanded from collaborating on school campuses. We previously had Roseville Joint Union High School to explain their decision in cutting ties with the landing spot. Pastor Tinnen now joins us to explain his side and how the aftermath has shaped the work that the landing spot continues to do today. I want to start off with the origin story of the landing spot, because there are people that don't live in Placer County. Maybe they're unfamiliar with your organization. How did it begin?
Yeah, so this is sort of 10 years in the making, really. So I came to Placer County in 2013, June of 2013. A small church in Auburn hired me to be their youth director, mostly because they had a young woman who had committed suicide at Del Oro High School in January of that year. And they were having a hard time helping their young people process what was happening, you know, their grief and the community's grief. And, 10 years ago, there was still not a lot of language about what it meant to be LGBT and a Christian. And what I began to realize is that these young people and their families had no resources in Placer County. Literally, the landing spot to this day, other than PFLAG, we are the only resource for queer families, parents and teens. And then when I came to be the solo pastor of Loomis UCC, I said, I have this dream of creating a nonprofit centered around supporting youth and their parents as young people process coming out here in Placer mm-hmm. County. And so that's what we've done. We offer a monthly meeting every third Monday where kids and parents, Vicky, get to be. Kids meet with their peers. Parents meet with their peers. We have a licensed therapist who comes to talk with the parents, because a lot of times we're finding that parents need as much or more support than their young person as they're processing the complexities of their teenagers coming out. And so that's how we got started. This was not something I did alone. This was with the support of parents in the community. There were a lot of moms who were grieving that their queer young adults were moving out of Placer County because they did not feel safe here. And so the idea was, if we can help create healthy, whole teenagers who then have the ability to stay in this community and be healthy, whole, productive young adults in our community, that's the success. That's the goal. And so that's how the landing spot was started.
And in the years since, I mean, this is going to be your 10-year anniversary in June. I mean, you have collaborated with schools on campuses. What kind of activities take place on campus?
That's right. So the activities that were happening on campus were in wellness centers. So our attempt was always to have at least three adults in the room. That was always the goal, minimum two, to the best of our ability. And it was really peer support. Helping young people find their own inner strength and inner voice in a world that so often tells them that they are bad or broken or confused. And so really encouraging young people to stand on their own two feet, to be proud of who they are, and to honor that. That's really what these on-campus meetings were about. It was I, or not even I sometimes, there were other adult leaders who had been background checked and verified, along with a school counselor. That was always the intention. So really, those meetings on campus were about supporting young people, allowing them the space to process with their peers and to get the support that they needed.
Mm. We're going to get to the video in just a moment, but the landing spot also, there were other controversies at school this year. I believe one involved a drag show fundraiser. Can you kind of give us a timeline, a look back of the challenges that the landing spot faced with some school campuses?
Absolutely. So we have been doing a lot of things, Vicky. We've done dances, two dances a year. We have done trips to the Castro, all of this intended to create safe space for young adults, because what we understand is that you don't get to go through adolescence until you've had one. And so our intention is to always create a safe space where young people are with peers and they get to have those adolescent experiences of going with friends to a dance because maybe they don't feel comfortable to do that at high school. Hang out with friends, going on trips like to the Castro. So in 2020, we did our first drag show at my church. We packed it out with family, friends, community members, local organizations like the Latino Leadership Council provided all the snacks. I mean, there was a large group of people from the community. 150 people showed. My church could hardly fill, you know, hold that many people. And so we do a second drag show with 200 people, filled that. Our tickets sold out, Vicky, in 48 hours. That was amazing. And so we thought, well, we need a bigger venue. Who has a bigger venue? We have been on school campuses for 5 years. We have worked faithfully alongside wellness centers. You know, even in the midst, there was a young person a few years ago who committed suicide at Oakmont High School. And they brought chaplains in, and the young people said, we don't want to talk to these chaplains. We want Pastor Casey. And I went to the wellness center. I mean, I have built a relationship with these schools, with these students, with the families. And so I thought, why not reach out to the schools? Let's do it at a high school. There's 500 seats. And this shows the solidarity that we have been working towards for 5 years. And so we fill out a civic permit, just like any church would or any other organization who wants to use a school's theater or a gym or whatever. This is public property. We have the right to use it. And so we fill out the information, we send it in, we get it approved, and then we release the flyer. And the flyer says on it, drag show, obviously, and Roseville High School. And I receive a phone call that says, Pastor Casey, we did not know it was a drag show. There was a lot of backlash from some larger churches in the community, just started calling in and sending emails. And so the response that I got was, you know, due to threats of violence, Pastor Casey, we're going to have to ask you to move your drag show, which was stunning to me.
It's become increasingly controversial, even nationally. Some groups and families and schools are taking issue with specifically this issue.
You're right. This is a national issue. I don't know if they were drag show fundraisers. I know there were drag shows happening in Elk Grove and also in Yolo County. So I know that they're around, right? These things are happening. I am stunned by this reaction to drag, which is really performative and fun. It's intended to be not sexual. This is not a sexual thing, especially the drag shows that we were doing. I mean, my joke was often these were kids in costumes clomping around, lip-syncing to their favorite songs, but it gave them a space. Like, let me give you an example of that. We had a young person who was severely bullied last year at Lincoln High School to the point that his family removed him from there. And when we met this young person, he talked about the atrocious things that those kids did to him in front of their peers. And they said, you know, Pastor Casey, it was almost as if nobody saw me, as if I was invisible. They walked by and saw what was happening to me. So they come to Landing Spot. Some of the teens invite him to do the drag show. And after that show, this young person, standing ovation, big applause, everybody's cheering. He said, Pastor Casey, these people saw me. His mom walked over with tears in her eyes and said, Pastor Casey, thank you for giving me my son back. Like, these are opportunities to help these young people be whole. And so I just want to keep drawing people back to this idea that, you know, the Landing Spot is saving lives, literally saving lives. We have, since all of this anger in the community has happened.
It's been intense.
It's been very intense, but our parent groups have grown. Our youth group has grown because I think that parents did not know that we even existed, and they're desperate to find a place to find support for their kids.
Well, we need to dive into what happened because it stems from a video and it sparked a great deal of controversy and heated debate in Placer County. The group is known as Project Veritas. They call themselves an activist group. They're known for undercover stings. And the video was highly edited, but you were talking to what I believe you thought were parents about trans rights for youth, and that essentially it painted the work that you and the Landy Spot do as harmful children. How did all of this happen? How did you become involved with these two people? And because it looked like the two of you were talking at like a restaurant or something.
That's right. So I first wanted to say that I thought that this was a pastoral care meeting. right? Like, I first met the man who named himself in my church. He showed up to church, tears in his eyes, saying, I'm concerned about moving to Placer County. We're moving from Berkeley to Placer. My kid is trans or in the process of coming out. And you know, we are 100% fully supportive of our young person. And we just really need your help, Pastor Casey. We need a safe space. You know, we haven't been to church in 12 to 15 years. And we're wanting to step back into church because we hear that this is the place where families come to find support. This is how I've initially met them. They came to church. Any new member that I meet to this point, I would go have coffee with, have dinner with, answer any questions they have, because many of the people I've served come from backgrounds of religious trauma, recovering evangelicals or ex-fundamentalists, or they have family who are LGBT, right? These are people who have so often been burned by church that that one-on-one meeting, that first pastoral care meeting, allows me the opportunity to be present to their pain and to hear their stories. And so my intent in that meeting was to listen, support, answer questions. And so I had no idea that I was being recorded. And so I met with this man and who I thought was his wife to talk about their trans kid and how we could support them and my, you know, and what was happening in the community.
I mean, you were secretly recorded.
That's right. That's right.
How did you become aware that the video surfaced?
We had just had a great Sunday, Vicky. Church was full. Things were amazing. I was having lunch with my husband right after church. And I was tagged in a video on Instagram, and I click on it, and there's the video. It's been posted all over Twitter, all over Instagram, and I'm just immediately getting these atrocious messages in my inbox, private messages. The phones at the church were off the hook, and that's how I became aware.
There were a lot of claims that were made, or at least painted, about you in the landing spot. What were some of the more egregious claims that you take the most issue with?
There are a lot. The first is that, you know, that I am somehow harming children, which is the exact opposite, right? We're saving lives. That we are distributing hormone blockers or any sort of distribution of anything like that. We do not do that. That is that is between a parent, a teen, and their doctor. Right, that we are encouraging parents to, or we're encouraging teenagers to lie to their parents, which is again not true. If anything, we have sought so hard to keep families together. Like, there have been so many moments where I've told teenagers, just hold on, your parents will get there. Give them time. You know, you knew about this long before they did. The many hours of sitting with parents and teenagers trying to help them get through these hard processes of coming out. That is painful, that we were lying or hiding anything. That has never been the case.
Another piece was they brought up this idea of like intergenerational relationships. And that connected some people to this idea of grooming.
That's
right. What do you want people to know about what you meant about intergenerational relationships when it comes to mentoring queer youth?
That's right. So that is another very egregious piece of this conversation. I would say that it's just like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. So many of the kids we serve about 98% of the young people we serve are trans. We still live in a world where transvilability is very minimal. And so in our mind, if we can continue to put before our queer young people healthy, whole, background checked queer adults who are thriving, who have children, who are doctors and lawyers, social workers, nurses, to say, this is your future. You can have a healthy and whole life. The idea is to give them a future and a hope. It's always been about helping these teenagers see that there is something beyond them. And so I want to point young people to healthy, whole adults in their community who are thriving. Again, back to this idea of you don't need to run to San Francisco. You don't need to go to New York. You can stay here in Placer County and thrive.
Hmm. Another piece of this video that was edited, there is an excerpt where it involves, you know, calling CPS on parents for not calling their trans children by their correct names and pronouns. You know, how did that come to be, and what do you want people to understand about that?
Again, so Thank you for bringing that up. I, in 10 years, have called CPS once. That is it. And it had nothing to do with being trans. I'm a mandated reporter in the state of California. My obligation is to report anything that has to do with neglect or abuse. There have been situations, for example, if I heard of a young person whose parents were starving them, not allowing them to eat at the dinner table because they were not using their proper name and pronouns, I would have to call CPS. But any mandated reporter would have to do that same thing. So, no, I don't call CPS on random parents at random times. That has never happened.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Pastor Casey Tinnen with The Landing Spot in Placer County. It is a space for LGBTQ plus youth, and that it's come under controversy in recent months following an edited video claiming the pastor and the organization are unsafe for children. All of this led to two particular school districts, but focusing on one is Roseville Joint Union High School. Effectively, they cut ties with The Landing Spot, correct?
They did. So they cut ties almost immediately after the drag show.
So it was before.
That's right. And then doubled down and said, we will never be allowed back on campus. In regards to the Roseville district, I really have not heard from any of the school board members. No school board member from any of the three districts we served has ever reached out and asked me to meet for coffee, to have a conversation, which is concerning to me that, you know, if you're saying that there is harm here, you would want to know. You would want facts. And the only facts you're using is from a highly edited video of an organization that is known for not producing facts. We have hundreds and hundreds of support letters. We have community organizations. Sierra College has come out, Latino Leadership Council, Placer People of Faith Together. So these are just a few examples. Churches, all sorts of Protestant churches all over Placer County have come out in solidarity with The Landing Spot and myself and said, we believe in this work. We support this work. And so my question really is, If you were really worried about an investigation, if there was a there, you would be reaching out to me. So why are we choosing false information over organizations, very strong, established organizations who I have partnered with for almost a decade, and you're just walking away? And so when they cut ties with us, I was deeply saddened and hurt. But at the end of the day, the people that this impacts the most are our queer youth.
And those youth, as well as families, I mean, they were part of a very heated school board meeting that took place following the release of that video. And after that school board meeting, we had Pete Constant on our show. He is the school board president for Roseville Joint Union High School. I want you to listen to an excerpt of his reasoning for the school district's decision, and then we can unpack it on the back end.
It's important to know that our district paused our work and stopped our relationship with The Landing Spot back on February 15th, weeks before this video came out. And it was completely unrelated to the concerns that have arisen. What we had found as a board and the administration, The Landing Spot had become operating on our schools for a number of years, but it was an informal relationship at first and started at one school and moved to many sites. And what we had found is two things. One is that we didn't have an operating agreement or a memorandum of understanding that's required when we have organized groups working on our campus and working directly with our students. And that was an issue we wanted to make sure that we rectified. But we also had found out The Landing Spot had told us that they were a non-profit, non-religious organization, when in fact, they don't have that status. There is no separate organization of The Landing Spot legally from the church. So it is a religious organization. They may be operating some of their activities in a non-religious fashion, but they don't yet have a 501c3 nonprofit for The Landing Spot. And that poses some issues with us as well in the issues of having a religious organization have an established relationship on our campus with our students. So we were working on those, and that's what really caused the stop of the relationship. And then this video came up. Mm-hmm.
With hindsight, would you change how the district handled this?
Well, I would love it if the video had never come out. But unfortunately, as many people who are upset on one side of the issue for the way we communicated. There's people on the other side just as upset by the way we communicated. We have 10,500 plus students in our district, 20,000 parents, and about 200,000 residents that live within our district. We just do our best to make sure that our students are safe, and we're focusing on educating our students, and we're going to continue to do that every day.
And that's Pete Constant. He's a school board president for Roseville Joint Union High School. With the nonprofit 501c part, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, that is true that we have been working on building our own 501c3, but that takes money. And I'm a pastor, and we have lots of volunteers and not a lot of backing to help us do that. But the reality is that there are other church organizations, for example, Young Life, I know, spends a lot of time on campuses in Roseville Joint, taking pizza, hanging out with youth, proselytizing in some way. There are other churches that are pretty active on those campuses. The MOU was in process up until the day, the conversations we were having were, this drag show puts this on pause, but does not end our conversation. That's what we were told. We will come back to this. And so I am sad that Mr. Constance has basically said that we are done. And so I do believe that it is the intention of the board to do the right thing. And I hope that they would reconsider asking us to return, because we are ready to go. And there is no reason for us to not return. Mm.
President Constant, when he said that he wishes the video wasn't released in the first place, essentially what he was saying was that the district was between a rock and a hard place. They have to serve thousands of families with a wide range of views and beliefs. Do you think that's a fair argument for how the district handled this situation?
I do not. The reality is that if you actually were concerned about what the landing spot was doing on campuses, you would make a stronger effort to do the investigation to make sure that your young people were safe. But there has been no complaint. All of the coordinators that I have worked with, all the wellness staff, have been so supportive of our work and so committed to it because they know that it is life-saving. And so what I really wish the board would have done is said, let's take a pause. Let's meet with Pastor Casey. Let's meet with the wellness coordinators, and let's have an adult conversation about how we move forward. Sure, there are angry people on either side, but there are young people's lives at risk, and their mental health and their wholeness and wellness should be our top priority.
Mm. In the immediate aftermath, and I don't know if this is continuing, which is why I want to ask you this. There were threats against the landing spot, against yourself, against families. Families were scared as well. What was that immediate aftermath like?
It was scary. I still have nightmares, quite frankly. My church was protested on Sunday. We've had bomb threats. We've had death threats. I jokingly tell people nothing says Christian love like a good old-fashioned witch hunt. And that's what it feels like. People outside my home calling for the day of the rope. These are very serious things. And when we say when the school board says in a letter, CPS is involved, the police are involved, and yet we hear nothing from the police or CPS, that feels like you have stirred the community to make assumptions about who the landing spot is, who I am as a person. And we have seen droves of people come out and say atrocious things. And so it has been scary. And it has been sad. Because that's not what our community needs. I remember a year ago talking with the mayor of Roseville and her saying, Roseville is really coming a long ways, and we're doing some really good work. And I agreed with that. And so it is heartbreaking. It is scary. I don't get a lot of sleep. And I just worry. I worry about my safety, the safety of my church and my youth and their families. I hope that answers your question, yeah. But that's just where we are.
Given that this happened roughly 2 months ago, is there a legal route for you in terms of protecting you and the landing spot?
We're attempting. There are some things we're trying to do. The thing that really we can do best, Vicky, is just keep telling this story, right? If you are listening this morning and you know me, or you heard this and you are compelled, tell your neighbor. Get this story out that the landing spot is life-saving. I knew nothing about anything about being trans when I started this work. But the most powerful thing, the most helpful thing that we can offer these young people is just to say, I believe you. You know, I trust you. The reality is that a young person is 40% less likely to commit suicide if they know that there is one person who supports them. And that's what we're asking for the community to rise up and say, we choose kindness over anger and hate and bigotry. That's what we're standing up against.
Pastor Tinnen, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Pastor Casey Tinnen is the founder of The Landing Spot, a non-religious support group for LGBTQ plus youth that received bomb and death threats following the release of an edited video from a far-right propaganda group painting Pastor Tinnen's work as dangerous. Pastor Tinnen says despite Placer County school districts cutting ties with The Landing Spot, parent and youth membership has actually grown, and their Camp Fruit Loop this summer has doubled in enrollment. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.